And now may the grace of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with all of us this day. Amen. If you've been out to the new Sheetz, the gas station convenience store, the place where my daughter Anna says they make the best, mozzarella sticks. If you've been out there, but you're driving back into town on St. Mary's, you've passed a billboard that reads, "Are you committing idolatry?" And beneath that, it says that Scripture says that God is one, not three in one. Now, the organization that they have you visit at the bottom, the ones who made the signs that people could put up, is called World's Last Chance. And this organization, it's a fundamentalist, ultra-monotheistic group that believes that Jesus is a really nice guy and that the earth is flat. I've had questions about this in Sunday school as folks who have driven by and they say, where's that from? And all the rest of those kinds of things. But today I mention it because we're gathered here, not worried about committing idolatry, which of course, if we want to go back into the Old Testament, is pretty much one and the same. But we're not committing idolatry when we celebrate. The fact that we know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we know God as our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier, three in one and one in three. Now, it is true that there is no place in Scripture that you will find the word Trinity or the phrase three in one. But what we celebrate today on Trinity Sunday is what we discover within Scripture. The truth of the relationship that God has within God's own self, as well as the relationship we have with that same holy, gracious, and good God. Today we celebrate the amazing way that God loves us, and we celebrate who we are because of who God is. So then the first question becomes then, who are we? And those of us here, sitting here, we are part of God's congregation, St. John's Lutheran Church, here in Sydney. Which means that we are part of a history of German Lutheran Christians gathered beneath the cross of Jesus for the last 185 years. We strive together to make God's vision into our mission. We worship and we teach, we learn and we serve. That's us gathered here. But at the core, we're St. John's Lutheran. So we're Lutheran Christians, which means again that we see things, hear things, we teach things, and we follow God in particular ways, if not peculiar ways. But more importantly, it means that we are Christians. We share the Apostles, the Nicene, and the Athanasian Creeds. We are the family of God through our baptism. We are the communion of saints. So who we are boils down to three words that I love to use for catechism classes, all right? If there were enough tiles in your Scrabble set, they might be great Scrabble words, but here they are. Who are we? We are Christocentric, Trinitarian, monotheist. I gave those three words last night at the Saturday service and there were some vacant stares looking at me. What? So I promise we'll talk about all three of those amazing words because who we are is first of all Christocentric, which means we meet and know and understand God most clearly in Jesus Christ our Lord, who is the exact reflection and the perfect imprint of God, who has shown us what the love of God looks like. And so we see that love of God most clearly on the cross. We spend our time pointing people towards Christ and the forgiveness and love that He gives to us. This is what really makes us Christians and not Jews or Muslims or Buddhists. We know Christ, and Christ is at the heart of our faith. We are Christocentric. Now, Jesus himself knows that this is not always going to be enough in our gospel today. He says, I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them right now. Because the disciples did not yet know the Holy Spirit. Jesus knows that we need to encounter God as Trinity, complete. So we are Christocentric, but we are also Trinitarian. Three in one. God in three persons. There are three ways for us to meet and be in the presence of God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Jesus talks to the Father. Jesus sends the Spirit by means of the Father. All of these things work together and go round and round. We need every part of these persons to see and to know and to understand God. All we have comes from the Father. Good parent who cares for us. Who cares so much that the Father doesn't want us to continue on in our mistakes. We are forgiven through the love and the life of Jesus, the Son. The grace of God comes to us through the power of Jesus. We are saved because of the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we survive every day because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. We do good because the Spirit is with us. We get another chance and another chance and another chance because of the Holy Spirit. We have a friend and we have an advocate in the Holy Spirit. We get so much from our relationship with God, with our connection to God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, three connections, but one God. We are monotheists. It's not three gods. We don't worship three gods. It is one God who is love, who is life, who is relationship. When in the creation, God says, let us make humanity in our image, in our likeness. God created us to be in relationship to each other because God exists as relationship. And so God joins us in the dance of love. One of the early Greek words used to describe the Holy Trinity is perichoresis. Perichoresis at its base is about a circle dance. You know, the kind that you would do at a wedding or something like that. It's a dance where everyone is connected and everyone is dancing, but we're all moving a little bit differently. The love and the presence of this one God spins through our lives in a delightful dance of love, Father to Son to Spirit and back again. We always get who we need and what we need as God's love dances into our lives. We don't need more gods because the one God we know is amazing enough for all the world. It is not idolatry that we commit when we pray to and follow our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are embracing the fullness of God as we live our lives as Christocentric, Trinitarian, monotheists, as we live as children of God. Who are we? In the end, we are God's. We belong to God. We are God's children. We are the body of Christ for the world. We are the Spirit's treasure trove, a gift for all creation. We are those fortunate enough to know God, to know God's love, and to understand that we get to carry all of this goodness into the world wherever it is that we go. We get to celebrate the presence of God's love. We get to live the reality of our relationship with God and with each other. We get to share the goodness that our wondrous God shares with all of us. And so we are Christocentric, Trinitarian, monotheists, and we are loved. Amen.